I'll ask you if you're comfortable to do this lesson on the other side that you were lying on before. But if it's uncomfortable to lie on that side, don't. So again, you decide. Lie on your back, please. And again, observe what you sense in yourself lying on the floor. Notice your breathing again. In what direction does your breath move you? Is it into your chest or your belly? Does any of it move to your sides, to the ribs? Or behind you, into your back? Don't change what you're doing. Just observe how you breathe, where it moves you. Begin to consider how much volume or depth or dimension you have. How much space do you feel you occupy? Notice, where does the front of you end and where does the back of you begin? And then, what about your sides? Where do they begin and end? And this aspect of ourselves is in no way fixed. It's dynamic. It changes. Roll onto your side. Again, the other side from what you were on before, if that's comfortable. And notice, as you lie on your side like this, what's your sense of depth or dimension or volume? Does it change when you're on your side? Notice your breath again. Does it move you in different ways on your side? Imagine that in some way there was a thread gently attached to the middle of your sternum. And that thread was gently being pulled forward, and it actually starts to move you. So go ahead and let yourself be moved by this gentle thread. Feel, how does it pull you? And actually move. Come back again. Many times. Feel, as that thread pulls you forward, what else gets invited into movement in you? How far below that thread and how far above that thread are you moved? Of course, At any time in any of the lessons we do, you can pause and rest when you need to, and then just resume the movements when you're ready. Pause for a moment. And now imagine that there's a gentle finger in the middle of your back, opposite where the ribbon or the thread was attached in the front of you. And that finger behind you is gently going to push you forward now. And go ahead and let yourself be pushed forward from there. And feel, what's it like? What shape does it invite in you? So the finger gently pushes you forward and then it returns to where you started. What moves below the finger or above the finger? What moves throughout the rest of yourself? Is it different, or how is it different being pushed by this finger than it was being pulled by the thread? Maybe go back to the thread in front and feel what it's like. Let yourself be pulled forward a few times. How is it different? Pause, roll onto your back and take a rest. Please roll onto your side again, same side. And go to that place in your back where the finger was pushing you, and find some way of gently attaching the thread to that spot. And go ahead and start to have that thread pull you backward. So you start to get pulled back by that thread. And feel what happens. Is it easier to be pulled back than it was to be pulled forward? What else moves as the result of being pulled like this? How does it affect your general shape? Pause for a moment. Imagine that gentle finger coming to the front of your sternum, opposite where the thread behind you was attached. And let that finger begin to push you back and move you from this place. And go ahead and move yourself like that. Again, feel what it's like. Is it different? Do different parts or aspects of you get involved when you're pushed back? Is it different than being pulled back? Go ahead and shift back to the thread pulling you back. Does it feel different? Is it different from the fact maybe that you've been pushed back now a few times? Leave it and rest on your back again. Again, observing any differences you sense. Please roll onto your side again. And this time, have the thread attached in the middle of your sternum as well as behind you. So you have two threads there. And there's a slight tension between them. And feel the thread in front can start to pull you forward. And then the thread behind can start to pull you back. Start to go back and forth like that. Feel yourself being pulled forward from the front, and then pulled backward from behind. And feel what that's like. Do you prefer being pulled forward or pulled back? Or both fine? Again, listen to the movement through the rest of yourself when you do this. How far down do you move? How far up do you move? Pause for a moment. And please now imagine that those gentle fingers are in those places. It's a gentle finger in the middle of your sternum, another one opposite that in your back. And go ahead and let the fingers push you back and then push you forward. It's as if the fingers could feel each other the whole time. So it's a tension in the other direction. And feel, what's it like to be moved forward and back like this? Notice, do you shape yourself differently being pushed from both sides than you were being pulled from both sides? to different parts of you get invited into movement? Or is there a different quality in your movement? Notice, did you prefer being pulled or do you prefer being pushed? And is that generally true, or is that more in one direction or the other? Pause. Roll onto your back and rest again. Again, observe. Is anything different? Slowly roll onto your side again. And this time, think of the top of your pubic bone. Everybody know where that is? And go ahead and attach the thread there. And let it start to pull you forward from there. So the top of the pubic bone is actually the place from where you're being pulled forward. And sense how it moves you. Feel what comes along for the ride. Pause for a moment. And take that thread and attach it somewhere behind in the back of your pelvis. Somewhere in your sacrum. It may even be down as low as the tailbone. Attach it where it feels like it makes sense. Makes sense so that it can start to pull you back from there. And start to have that gentle thread pulling you back from there. And feel, what's that like? What shape does it invite in you? Pause, but stay on your side. And please attach the threads to the front and the back. One to the pubic bone, one somewhere on the sacrum or the back of the pelvis. And imagine there's some tension held between them. And go ahead and let yourself be pulled forward by one thread and then pulled back by the other. We'll go back and forth. And go gently. Don't go, you don't have to go to any limit of range of motion. Just where it's comfortable to be pulled forward and back. Leave it. Roll onto your back and take a rest. Please come onto your side again. And this time, imagine a gentle finger pushing you from the pubic bone back. And let yourself be moved back by that gentle finger. Feel what else comes along. Can you do the movement in a way that you like the way you move more? So that you have some internal criteria that has to do with comfort and ease and liking yourself a little more. Not trying to do it by someone else's standard. Even the one you carry in your head. So the finger pushes you back, and then you just return. Pause. Bring that gentle finger to the back of your pelvis somewhere in the sacrum tailbone. And have that finger start to push you forward from there. And what's that like? Pause again. Go ahead and have a finger, one in front, one in back, one at the pubic bone, one somewhere on the sacrum or pelvis. And let yourself be pushed back by one and then forward by the other. And feel what that's like. Back and forth. Feeling, how does that translate through you? How far down, how far up do you sense it? It's not to make it go further, but just to sense how much of you is involved. Pause. Roll onto your back and take a rest again. Notice what your breathing is like now. Is it any different than before? Maybe you sense some other differences. What do you notice? Roll onto your side again. And think of the thread attached to the middle of your sternum again. Actually, let that thread be pulled forward a little bit. Notice, is it any different? Have the movements around your pelvis affected the movements here? And then the next time you are pulled forward by this thread, let yourself be pulled forward and a little bit upward. So that it's as if the person pulling it is no longer directly in front of you, but they've moved up towards your head in some way. Feel what happens when you're pulled forward and upward. Upward, does it mean towards the ceiling? It means more in the direction of where your head is pointing. And feel, what does that ask of you in terms of your shape and what moves? And pause for a moment. And go ahead and attach a thread to your pubic bone again. Start to let that be pulled forward. Let yourself move as the result. And slowly begin to move that thread forward and downward. Downward somewhere in the direction of your feet or knees. Feel when you change the trajectory, does it change the movement? What's that like? Pause again. And now think of the thread by your pubic bone and the one by the chest, and have them both be pulled at the same time. The one on your sternum goes forward and up. The one on your pubic bone goes forward and down. And it makes you longer in the whole front of yourself. Feel how you're moved now. Does the movement reflect further through you, or just move you in a different way? Pause. Rest on your back. Come to your side again. Attach the ribbon, the thread, in your back where you had it, opposite the sternum, and start to let yourself be pulled back from there. And slowly begin to change the trajectory so that you're being pulled back and up. So it starts to round you a little differently. feel when it's pulled more upward as well as backward? Do you move differently or does your shape change? Go gently. Pause. Attach the thread somewhere around your sacrum where you had it before. Let it pull you backward. Feel how you move. And let it move backward and downward now. Downward in the direction your feet are pointing. Not towards the floor, so that it rounds you differently. And then pause, but keep that thread there and attach the thread up on the back as well. And have them both be pulled at the same time. The one on your back goes back and upward. The one on your pelvis goes back and downward. And so it starts to round all of you. Feel, how does it shape you? Now, the next time you're pulled back like that, stay there. And imagine the ribbons and the threads in the front of yourself pulling as they were pulling you before. So the one in your chest goes forward and up, the one in the pubic bone goes forward and down. And it moves you like that. And then the ones behind also pull you after that. Feel, how can you be pulled forward by those threads and then backward by those threads? Pause, roll onto your back and take a rest. Come onto your side. So here the images get a little more confusing or challenging. So you make whatever sense out of it you can. If you don't get it, you'll still have a good life. So think of the thread by your chest, and it's pulled upward and forward. But think that that thread reaches through you and down to the front of your sacrum. So as that thread is pulled forward and upward, it actually pulls your sacrum forward as well. Go ahead and see if you can make sense out of that. It's one continuous trajectory. And pause. And see if you can create it in the other direction. So the thread attached to your sacrum is being pulled back and down, but that thread connects through you to the back of your sternum. So as your pelvis is pulled back, your chest is also pulled back and down. Pause. Bring the thread to your back behind your sternum and start to let it be pulled back and upward to round you. But see, can that thread also continue down to the front of the pubic bone? So as your back is pulled back, your pubic bone is pulled in the same trajectory. And then see, can you reverse it? Have the thread at the front of the pubic bone pulled downward and forward. And as it moves you like that, can that thread connect to the front of your back? So you're all of you gets pulled in this direction. Leave it. And think of the thread at your pubic bone and the one in your sternum, both being pulled, one forward and up, one forward and down. And then think of the threads behind you, one being pulled backward and up and the other backward and down. Go back and forth. Is it easier than the last time you did it? Did they feel more connected from the front to the back? Leave it. Roll onto your back. One last time, roll onto your side. And go back to the first movement you did where the thread attached to your sternum pulled you forward. Feel what it's like. Is it different? Connected through you differently? Does it change your shape in another way? And then move the thread to behind you and just pull it back and feel what that's like. Leave that. And put the finger where you just had the thread behind you. And let yourself be pushed forward from there and feel, is that any different? And then pause that. And put the finger in the front of you on the sternum. And let it gently push you back and feel how you move now. And then take that finger and move it down to your pubic bone. And push yourself back from there a few times. Feel that. And then leave that and move the finger to behind you there. And let it push you forward from the sacrum pelvis tailbone. How do you move now? Pause and replace the finger with the thread. Just pull yourself back from there. Feel how you shape now. And then move the thread, reattach it to the front of the pubic bone. And let yourself be pulled forward there. Leave it. Roll onto your back. And sense, how are you lying on the floor now? Is it different than a short while ago? What's your breathing like now? Is it distributed differently through your torso? More evened out? Or do you actually move into different places? More in some and less in others? And what's your sense of depth or dimension or volume like now? Do you inhabit your space a little differently? Slowly roll to whatever side is comfortable and bring yourself to standing. And feel, once you're standing, again how you occupy the space. Do you feel bigger or smaller? Heavier or lighter? Walk around a little bit. Notice as you're walking, is it a front walking a back or a back walking a front? Do you take up more room now? Less room?